Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Later today, the House is expected to give final congressional approval to President Biden's scaled-back domestic spending bill. NPR's Windsor Johnston says the package spends roughly $700 billion over the next 10 years.
After more than a year of deadlocked negotiations, congressional Democrats were able to reach a compromise on a number of key provisions of the bill. For the first time, Medicare would be allowed to negotiate the price of prescription drugs with pharmaceutical companies. And Democrats say that's one way to save middle-income families money as inflation remains at a record high.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Former President Donald Trump says he agrees with the Justice Department's request to a judge to release documents linked with the FBI's search of his Florida club and residence this week. Trump continues to blare that the search was political. Attorney General Merrick Garland says it was conducted within the scope of U.S. laws. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has relaxed some of its COVID guidelines. The changes affect schools and work. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, it's a big step toward a long-term way of living with the coronavirus.
Individuals with COVID should stay home when they're sick and seek medical advice, but the rest of society should go on. The CDC's new guidance ends quarantine rules and tests to stay in schools. Instead, it makes strategic use of masks, tests, vaccines, and treatments. Greta Massetti, a top CDC official, says COVID is here to stay.
High levels of population immunity due to vaccination and previous infection, and the many available tools to protect the general population and protect people at higher risk, allow us to focus on protecting people from serious illness from COVID-19.
According to CDC data, around 95% of the U.S. population 16 or older has antibodies from being vaccinated against COVID, infected with COVID, or both. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Stocks open higher this morning amid competing forecasts about future energy demand. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 100 points in early trading.
OPEC has lowered its forecast for oil demand this year amid a slowdown in global economic growth, but the International Energy Agency has raised its forecast in anticipation some power plants may be forced to switch to oil as European supplies of natural gas are disrupted by the war in Ukraine. Gasoline prices continue to inch down in the U.S. Johnson & Johnson says it's halting sales of talcum powder worldwide next year and will switch to cornstarch in its namesake baby powder. J&J had already phased out talc-based powder in the U.S. more than 2 years ago after thousands of lawsuits claiming contamination with cancer-causing asbestos. The company denies those claims. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now up 97 points. The Nasdaq is up 90. This is NPR. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency is urgently calling on Russia and Ukraine to stop fighting near the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. Both countries blame each other for shelling that has damaged the nuclear facility and nearby buildings. The UN Security Council discussed the crisis yesterday. The UN is demanding the right to send nuclear experts to Zaporizhzhia immediately. Look up tonight, and you may glimpse behind the curtain of our cosmos. NPR's Amy Held reports the Perseids are considered the best and brightest meteor shower of the year.
The Perseids are prime time for meteor shower viewing, according to NASA. Their fireballs, burning bold and brilliant, peak each year around mid-August, when dozens of meteors can be visible per hour. Meteors are broken bits of space rock bumping into and burning up in our atmosphere, and showers occur often as we all orbit the sun, incandescent collisions commonly known as shooting stars. The Perseids are named for their radiant, or the point where they appear, in this case, the constellation Perseus, and come from debris left behind by the swift Tuttle comet. This year's peak coincides with a bright moon, reducing visibility, but on a clear night, away from city lights, earthly spectators can still catch the show. Amy Held, NPR News.
Voters in Hawaii hold their primary election tomorrow. Democratic Senator Brian Schatz and Congressman Ed Case are running for re-election. There is an open House seat. Incumbent Democratic Congressman Kai Kahele is running for Hawaii governor. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.